And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Good afternoon, and if you're just joining us, welcome to Yarra Valley FM. This is Michael Goodrich from Yarra Rangers Council. This is the monthly community program where I bring on a few guests from the community and from council to talk about all things community. We've got a great lineup today. This month, it is the first. I have Tim Brown, who's from council, to talk about the Ribbons of Green program. I have Jess Ray, who's to talk about Council's climate plan, which has just been launched and looking for strong community engagement around our planning for the future. And also Julia Zavaro from Link, who's based in Yarra Rangers. They do a variety of services for community around transport and food and financial support. So great to have a chat with Julia later on around how Link is going, and particularly around this COVID-19. But first, this week is actually exciting for me, and it might be for you as well. Some kids are back at school, which I think many parents will be happy with, and so will the children as well. Our year preps 1 and 2, and years 11 and 12, which is very exciting for them. And also, we've got a few restrictions being pulled back, so we get to see our friends and family a little bit more and have a few gatherings, which is really lovely. And for me, personally, because I have two little ones, playgrounds are now open, which I'm super excited about. So it's been a good week, and good to see community still looking after each other and working together to make sure we get through this safely. So first off, I'm going to introduce Tim Brown. Hey, Tim, how are you going?
G'day, Michael. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, we are not in the studio today. We're all at home or somewhere else. Where are you going today?
I'm in the kitchen in Hillsville next to the fire.
Oh, nice and warm. Yeah, I'm in my bathroom. So they're slightly different. No fire, unfortunately. Now, Tim, the Ribbons of Green, you've been working with this program for quite a while, and it's stepping to a few different stages now as well. So if no one's ever heard of Ribbons of Green, give us a bit of backstory, what it is and where's it come from.
So Ribbons of Green is a council-run program helping private landowners complete habitat restoration on their properties. So we work with mostly larger landholders through the valley in revegetation and fencing off old patches of bush they've got on their properties from stock and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's been going for over 10 years and I've just been around for the last year or so.
Yeah. Beautiful. And so you've been working mostly with landholders in the area of Yarra Rangers. And so what sort of size parcel of land have people done so far?
So this program is sort of focused on getting some broad scale kind of habitat value into the valley. So we work with people with properties over a hectare. Mm-hmm. And the council has a program or supports a program called Gardens for Wildlife for people with smaller properties. So If you're on a quarter acre or a half acre or, you know, in Lilydale somewhere, there's still a program out there for you with Gardens for Wildlife. But we work with sort of hobby farmers.
So for the Gardens for Wildlife, so if you are in a small block, what does that look like for people? I've only got half an acre or a quarter acre. What does that program have evolved for those small landholders?
Gardens for Wildlife is a great little network to be part of. I think you can lodge your interest on the council website, and then someone from the sustainability team will get back in touch with you. And you get it's council supported, but it's largely community driven. So you get two garden guides, which are just other community members who come over to your place, walk around your property, and look at places that you can bring in more habitat, and give you some sort of resources and 20 free indigenous plants.
Yeah, fantastic. So it really is encouraging that wildlife back into your property and connecting those ribbons of green, those spots, patches where people and habitat can move across and have these larger habitats in residential areas.
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful. And 20 plus, you have a couple of volunteers, which is amazing to see, come along assess your property, and then from that you get to sort of allocate those 20 plants to look after and grow and build your little habitat.
That's it. And I think they've got a pretty vibrant Facebook page going, so people are always chiming in with what plants this, what plants that. Mm. I caught a bird in my garden today, so it's a great. It's sort of like a mini version of the Ribbons of Green program, really.
Right? Yeah, the little brother, little sibling. Mm. And so the Ribbons of Green is for one hectare and above.
Yeah, yeah. So we sometimes will plant 400 plants, and sometimes I think we've got one property this year with 4,000 plants going mm-hmm. out, and we always use plants that are indigenous and local to the property. So we use a species list of the plants that were there before it was cleared.
Yeah. And for the Yarra Valley, across there, obviously we are in one region, but do you see more localised planting in certain areas? Obviously, you get in the hills or the valley, there'd be different climates. There's a bit of variety depending where your property lies.
Yeah, absolutely. There's dozens of vegetation types across Yarra ranges that are all pretty unique, and some of them in particular have been really extensively cleared because they were on fertile land or they've been kept pretty open by Aboriginal people in the past. So people jumped on them quickly to, you know, use for pasture and things.
Yeah.
So some of those forest types in particular we really like to work with, Candlebark Forest, which was all through around Coldstream and Gruyere and Hillsville and all the swamp gum country on the lowland, which goes all through the valley, was really extensively cleared.
Yeah, so, wow. And so, bringing back that vegetation and that habitat.
Yeah.
And so if you are a landholder of an acre or more, what's the journey look like? So if I'm sitting at home listening now and I go, I've got an acre or a hectare or so that I'd like to work with, what's my journey with the with yourself and with other staff councils around being part of this program?
So the best way to go is to look up Ribbons of Green on the council website, and there's a little expression of interest form on there, an online one. And that will send an email to me, and I'll call you back and have a chat to you. And if you still want to go ahead, then, you know, go ahead, not necessarily with the whole program, but just if you're still interested, I'll come out and visit you sometime. And we'll walk around and see what's best for your place. I should say that we're always after putting more habitat into the valley, but often people come to the program because they want to enhance their property in other ways, whether it's shelter for stock or slowing down erosion that's happening along a waterway or cleaning up their dam or getting more insects into their property to fight off the bad insects that are eating up their vineyards and things. So people can come with for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah, so you don't have to have this pastoral land that's a blank slate. You could have something that's already quite thriving that you want to help bring back and bring more indigenous and native plants to the area as well and really bolster what you already have. So it could be quite a variety of land you can work with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so what's the... If you decide to go into the program and they meet with you and you decide to work to move forward together, what's next? So what's the input for the landholder and how does council support that?
So if it's going to be a revegetation program where we plant out indigenous plants on your property, if you're eligible, so if you've got a suitable space that can be fenced off from stock and is big enough to hold a sort of a resilient patch of plants, we'll provide all the plants and help design the planting with you. We'll provide all the planting materials, so we use all biodegradable planting materials. But normally the landholder will have to do the planting themselves.
Yeah.
So we do all this organising before spring, and I put in a plant order to the local nursery. And then the following winter, you'll get the planting materials delivered to your place, and you'll go pick up your plants and plant them. Sometimes, often people need to do a little bit of fencing. So
yeah,
there's a bit of investment there.
Yeah. And so we're moving into winter now. So you've got a few properties that are looking to be part of the program this year.
Yeah. So it's normally about 50,000 plants go out each year, and we've got just over 40 private properties on the book this year. And, it's really, it's a real feel-good program, it really transforms some people's places. And because a lot of the valley is pretty fertile and we've got good rainfall, you can see changes pretty quickly. So stuff grows up pretty quick.
It's phenomenal. So 50,000 plants, 40 property owners this year join the program. Is that correct?
Yeah. We aim for that every year.
Yeah. So I'm going to put you in the spot now. How many property owners have been involved in the program? Do you know? Over the Ribbons of Green in the Yarra Ranges?
Over the whole lifespan of the...
Yeah, I'm putting you right on the spot here, aren't I?
Well, you know what? I don't know, but I could do some simple math. I know that that it has always been around 40 properties a year. Some of those properties come back, so they'll do a planting 1 year and then they'll come back again the following year and do more.
Yeah.
But if we go roughly off 40 properties times... It's been running for 12 years, so that's how many? Jess, I think Jess Ray knows. She's holding up. I don't know. Well, I'm guessing 40 times 10. So I don't. It's no real way of working that somehow.
Yeah. So the 400 sounds like a bit of a good ballpark, I reckon. Yeah. Jess is not. We're also, if you don't, you're sitting home. We actually are. Via video link, so I can see Jess Ray, who's going to be on later on, is her thumbs up. She's also involved in the team. So, 400 across the whole program, which is incredible.
It's
amazing. Yeah, that's incredible to see across that. And just that's in this Shire as well, just in the Rangers Council, which is phenomenal. And the Ribbons of Green, obviously, we have lines on a map for our council and for our townships, but for the animals, there is no lines on the map. Their habitat is a big... long strip of, a ribbon of green. So we have neighbouring councils who are also part of this program?
Ribbons of Green is purely a Yarra Rangers Council initiative.
Fantastic.
Other councils do have similar programs. So Nillumbik and Manningham and Casey, they don't have revegetation programs that are exactly the same, but one agency that works across all these landscapes is Melbourne Water, and they certainly do have a program called the Stream Frontage Program. So they help private properties revegetate their streams.
Yeah, it sounds incredible work for that many properties and across the Shire for that many years. It sounds like it's really successful and really valuable. So obviously this year's quota has been allocated, the 50,000 trees and the 40 property owners. So I'd love to come back maybe a bit later this year to hear back how those new property owners are going, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we get one of them in to have a chat about how that's working with them.
That would be great. And if you're listening in, and even if you're just wondering what it might look like for your place but you're not fully sure that you want to do it, please get in touch. Go onto the website and express your interest, and I will get back to you.
Yeah, look, thank you so much, Tim. Really appreciate your time. I hope you enjoy. It sounds like you have an awesome job. You just go out and walk around the bush and help people plant trees.
Happy day.
Well, thank you so much. We'll just go to a song now. And coming after the song is Jess Ray to talk about Council's climate plan.
I'm only happy when it rains.
This is Community Radio, Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
So, welcome back. Next we have Jess Ray, who's also from Council, and she's here to talk about the Livable Climate Plan, which is actually great sort of segment into our Ribbons of Green and talking about sustainability and promoting a strong environment and in nurturing our native and our flora and our fauna. And Jess has been working hard around with our council here to talk about the Livable Climate Plan. But Jess, hello, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks, Michael.
Where are you joining us from today?
I'm calling from my home in Healesville, and I'm looking out across a very rainy valley.
Oh, I was looking at, yeah, like I can see you, and like you're looking like you have a beautiful, I can see it must be a beautiful view in front of you, because it's lovely sunlight.
Yeah, and lots of indoor plants in my lounge room. Yeah.
Now, we just chatting with Tim about the Ribbons of Green, that sort of 10 years work supporting landholders in the area to build, so I've been quite busy for many years in sustainability, but now we're developing this climate plan. So can you tell us a bit about climate plan and what council's role is, and also what's community's role in this plan?
Yeah, sure. So council have been doing lots of great work in this space over the past 7 years or so, working against another plan, a climate plan, which the target for that plan is a 30% reduction by 2020. So obviously that's now, and we're on track to meet that. And because of that, we reviewed the work that we'd done in that plan and what we'd achieved, and that has helped inform this new draft plan, which is the draft Livable Climate Plan. And that really sets a direction for council to respond, for council operations, and also how council can support community and community programs over the next 10 years. And that was released for community consultation at the last council meeting, which was the 26th of May. So it's open until the 19th of July. So about the next 7 weeks, community have got to respond and provide feedback on that.
Yeah, beautiful. And so it's on the website, correct?
Yeah, it's on the website, and so you can download the plan off the website, and there's an action plan as well and a survey and frequently asked questions. But if you get stuck, there's an email address for the sustainability team, so you know, feel free to email that as well. And we're going to run 3 webinars, so it's a bit tricky at the moment doing community consultation with the restrictions. Mm-hmm. And ideally, of course, we would like to meet with people face to face and have, you know, big forums. But in lieu of that, we'll run a webinar in the morning, in middle of June, one in the evening, and then one on a Saturday to give people options to see if they can, you know, find a good time that's right for them.
Yeah, beautiful. And those dates been locked in yet, or are they still to be confirmed?
Yeah, no, they're locked in, and they're on the website. So it's 17th of June at 2 p.m. and then that same day in the evening at 7 o'clock, and then on the Saturday, the 20th of June at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Lovely. And so webinars will be a bit of an interactive to like a face-to-face, but you get a jump on your phone or get on your computer and join it and be able to ask some questions here, some what the plans are and give your feedback there as well.
Yeah, ideally we'll try and avoid death by PowerPoint, but you know, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. But I guess the main things that we'll cover is the key achievements, because we have done a lot of great work in this space and council has put 4,000 solar panels on all of our facilities. So from Warby Arts Centre to Healesville Memo to all our pools. We've changed all our street lighting over to LED lights. And that means that with those initiatives and other energy efficiency measures, we save $1 million in operational costs for council. And also 25% of council's electricity comes from renewable energy, and that's all from the solar panels that we've put on our buildings.
Mm.
So we really want to build on that and we've developed three key new targets.
Fantastic. Which are?
Well, zero emissions, so zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2040. We want to source all of our energy from renewable energy by 2030, so the next 10 years, 100% renewable energy, and also have a zero spend on operational energy by 2040, so no cost to council on electricity costs. Yeah. Operational. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
And so there's programs like Ribbons of Green program is continuing. We have Solar Savers, which is also a program to support businesses and residents who can provide solar into their houses. There's things like that in the plan around what's council or community's role in this plan as well?
Yeah, there is. So, I mean, the plan really is council and how council's response and reducing council's emissions. So, but, I mean, we definitely have a section on council's direct response and directly what council controls and can influence. So that things like we're looking at transitioning our car fleet to electric. So we've started with two electric cars at the moment, and we're looking to roll out all of our fleet and equipment, like our blowers and outdoor equipment, to all electric.
Mm-hmm. And that's already started, I think, as well.
Yeah, it has. Yep.
Yes, which is, I love, I was out thinking about Yarra Junction a while ago before all this happened. Last year they had one of the works out there with the blower,
electric,
which was amazing because it wasn't this huge noise going around the whole neighbourhood. It was a very efficient but lovely and quiet
as well. Yeah, that's right. And we're trying to get all our buildings to be electric, so with solar power, obviously, so moving away from gas as well, because that still is an emitter of greenhouse gas emissions.
Mm-hmm.
And excitingly, there's lots of really cool programs that we're looking at. We've got a whole five old landfills, so we're looking to cover them in solar panels and create solar farms.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is land I think you've identified that is, you can't, because it's an old landfill, you can't do it agriculture, can't be residential. So this is land that is essentially beforehand not really usable. And so looking at how you can make this a real asset, so that big solar farms to verify it, land that's not used elsewhere.
Yep.
For some really, great purpose.
Yeah, that's right. And we would start at Healesville and Wesburn, so near the ECOS site at Wesburn. And even just doing two of the sites, we would cover all of council's electricity use and then some. And so we would look at maybe a community program for that electricity and or feeding it back into the grid and using that money to support community programs like what Tim was talking about, expanding Ribbons of Green, like looking at Regen Ag as part of that. And he also mentioned Gardens for Wildlife. So how else can we support that program, which is super popular with the community?
And
also, we've got a waiting list of 100 people, in the program. And also just things like Yarra Rangers as a food bowl and looking at food security, which I think has really come up, especially recently.
Absolutely. That's great to think about that broader sustainability, not just around power consumption,
but
also about the sustainability of how do we provide, these amazing food bowl we have here and making it more accessible for others and how to support that as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. And we've also got a bunch of business support programs as well. So we already run environmental upgrade agreements for businesses where they can access a low interest loan for a upgrade to their building. And then so we look at how we can help with energy efficiency for businesses as well. And then also expanding that low interest loan for businesses to residents and how they could access that program and install solar plus the state government rebate. Yeah, and really get solar for people that can't afford that upfront.
Yeah, because the big upfront cost. So, it's great to have that program for support as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, thank you so much, Jess, for your time today. enjoy your rest of your evening with your beautiful sun, your beautiful view in front of you there. So to find out more, people can go to the council website and just search Liberal Climate Plan. And the plan's there with the dates for the webinars as well, and people can provide feedback online, or they can also contact their phone number and email as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, perfect.
Lovely. Thanks so much. I'll see you later. We're going off to a short break now for the song, and coming back is we have Julie Zabari from Link.
Local radio is real radio. Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And we're back here at Yarra Valley FM. This is Michael Goodrich from Yarra's Council. We have our last guest today, which is Julie Zabari from Link. Hello, Julie.
Hello. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Now, where are you joining us from today?
Yes, I'm joining you from beautiful Warburton.
Oh, lovely. Now, are you looking at a lovely view as Jess was? Or you?
I am, yes. Yes, my office actually looks out into our backyard and beautiful trees, autumn trees, and lovely mountains. So it's a hard life.
Yeah, I'm just visualising the beautiful hills in there as well. I'm a bit wet today as well.
Yeah, that's right. But got good heating. That helped.
Now, Jill, you're from Link. Link is actually an acronym, L-I-N-C. What is Link and where did it start?
Yeah, good question. A lot of people know us as Link and they don't know what it means. So it actually stands for Love in the Name of Christ. And we are a network of 15 local churches and community volunteers, and we've been operating, assisting people in practical ways for over 27 years. So we started over 27 years ago in the Valley, where a group of leaders got together and decided they wanted to work together to reach out in a larger capacity to their neighbours. So the model is very much like a neighbour might help their next door neighbour. Our model is very much how can we assist our neighbours in the Valley by being working out who they are and connecting to them. So it was very much set up because the volunteers wanted to help, and we've grown a lot over that 27 years.
Yeah, it's amazing to be 27 years old.
Yes, I know, it's
incredible.
Great.
That's
and our founder is still with us. Our founder is still with us. She's still on our board, which is great, Marilyn. So she's still very actively involved, so that's fantastic.
That's incredible. And so I start off with a few churches wanting to work together to support their community around them and work together. So how many started and how any? I think you mentioned before there's growing quite significantly now.
Yeah, so my understanding is that it started based in Valley Christian Fellowship, which is in Wurrialik, and Marilyn got together with the local leaders at the time, and I think about 80 people from the one church put their hand up. And then it started from there. It continued around Australia. So Link is actually an Australia-wide movement, and there's about, I think, 12 Link affiliates Australia-wide, with a few of them in Victoria. So, and Link Yarra Valley is one of the largest ones still operating.
So it started here in the Valley, now it's spread across Australia.
Yeah, across Australia, that's right.
Wow. I think it's another one to be proud of.
Yes.
and so what does Link do? For somebody who's never heard of Link, what do you do? What is your mission?
Yeah, so our mission is very much assisting people in practical ways. So over the time that we've been here, we have developed more recently a third very, very large program. So we've had probably emergency relief, which we call Fresh Start Now, was the first program that started. Which is where we assist people with material aid, access to fresh food, long life food items, toiletries, meals, vouchers, bill help, budgeting, referrals. And then we've also, I'm not sure how many years ago, transport is something that is a real need in the Valley with limited transport options. So for people that can't catch public transport or have some challenges around that if they live a long way from the bus stop. So we have a very large transport department. And then over the last few years, we're talking about food insecurity or food security and sustainability, we realised that people really can't live off just long life pantry items, that they do need fresh food. So a fresh food program was started where we rescue nearly 5 tonne of food a week. A lot of food that would normally be put into the ground. And so throughout the network, we run 4 fresh food programs every week that people can come along and access free fresh food. And that's run through Second Bite. We also we pick up from Aldi in Seville, and also local businesses do contribute to that as well. So that's great.
That's amazing. So that's local businesses and Second Bite donating that food to be able to provide all this. Good quality food that just is extra or in surplus that you can actually collect and then make sure people get this lovely fresh produce, take home it and look after each other.
And then people get to come in and access that food themselves. Actually, at the moment, we are also delivering to people who need to self-isolate, but normally we would have maybe up to 60 people at each program. They bring their own bags and they get to go through and just take the food that they feel they can use throughout the week, including fresh food, fresh veggies, bread. We sometimes have other items as well that are donated. And at the moment, we're actually giving out a lot of meals. We do get meat donated, but we're not able to give that out as frozen meat. So we have volunteers who are cooking meat into meals, and then we're giving those meals out to clients as well during this time, which is fabulous.
That's amazing. And I've been down sometimes on the Fridays where you have Fresh Start program, and it's a beautiful environment to be in. It's like a very community feel. Everyone's having a chat, has a cup of coffee, has something, just a little snack beforehand, and you get to see your friends and say hello, and then walk into the room there and do your shopping, essentially.
I know, that's right. Actually, we have also realised that the Fresh Food program is not just about food. It is really a social and a community connection. Mm. So that's probably just as important, if not more important, to a lot of our clients than actually getting the food, which is interesting. And especially for men, I don't want to say that women aren't as important, don't love it as much, but we have just found a lot of men, when we collect stories from different people, they just have met a lot of other blokes in a similar situation, and they've just found that to be a real encouragement for them. We're also running a takeaway barbecue at the moment in Yarra Junction for clients, so you can come up and get a free sausage sizzle at the moment on a Friday in Yarra Junction, which is great. So that's just another opportunity to just feed the community.
Yeah, lovely. So when is that? It's on Friday, but whereabouts in Yarra Junction and what time?
Yeah, so we've got three programs. The Yarra Junction on a Friday, three on a Friday and one on a Sunday. It's at the Upper Yarra Family Centre at 1:30. That's when the program starts. But if you come along a bit earlier, say about 12:30 to get tickets and to grab a sausage, then that's good. We also run a program 10 o'clock at Wurrialik Presbyterian and 11 o'clock at Millgrove Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And the Sunday one is, I think it's 10 o'clock at the Millwarra Community Centre. It's outside the Millwarra Community Centre. So, yes, a lot of work goes into accessing the food. And, you know, some of the volunteers that we have at Yarra Junction have been volunteering for 4 or 5 years. So an amazing group of people.
They do incredible work. And so if people want to find out more, that you've got your website where you have all these services listed and the details and how to access that.
Yes, yes, definitely. Do you want me to tell you our website address? Oh, yes. That's great. I'm just writing it down so I don't get it wrong. So it's www.lincyarravalley.org.au. So that's all one word, link, yarravalley.org.au. But in order to get, so we have the three programs. If you need transport help, we do request that people ring our landline number for that help. That's 59672119 and leave a message. And because all our staff are working from home, we do have a mobile number if you need emergency relief or fresh start help. And that number is 0472-644-476. And we've just been able to open up for a couple of extra days to assist people during COVID. So we're now open 10 to 1 Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday for that emergency relief assistance, which was bill help, just information about the food programs, food parcels, toiletries, etc. So that's good.
Yeah. Now we have only a few minutes left, but I'd love to hear your thoughts throughout COVID-19. What have you seen within working at Link there in the programs? What is this? You've seen the impact, but also some, obviously the volunteers have been amazing doing their cooking there with the meat and stuff. So you obviously must have some nice little stories there to see of how community's been looking after each other throughout this time.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because a good percentage of our volunteers had to step back because they were over 70 or they had underlying health issues. So that was an initial concern. But even the ones that have underlying health issues, have been able to continue helping with a lot of social distancing practices in place. So some of those drivers that used to take people on longer trips haven't been able to drive in the car with a one-on-one trip, but have been able to assist with the food parcel program. So a lot of people who would normally come and access food in person have had to receive deliveries from home. So we've been able to kind of reorganise our volunteers, and some volunteers haven't been able to work, and we've had other people put up their hand to help out too, which has been really, really great to see that. And the clients have been so grateful. Like, I remember I felt like an angel handing out one roll of toilet paper per client, when there was such a lack of toilet paper, and we'd stashed some by accident. We kind of had some. We didn't realise there'd be such a rush on it. And I remember people were so grateful just to get one roll of toilet paper. So it's been an amazing time to be involved, actually, and such a lovely spirit and so much gratefulness. Volunteers working so hard and going above and beyond, and also clients just really, really, really appreciating it.
Yeah, it's incredible to hear. And because these are challenging times, but challenging times happen to everyone just by instance where somebody might be lose their job, or they have somebody in their family pass away, or an illness, or many, many things that happen. So Link is one of those services that is, you say, emergency relief, but it is actually about providing some support to somebody when they need it, and that could be any time in their life.
Absolutely. And look, most people do go through some type of crisis in their life, and so we're there to to support them. Some people don't have any family and friends they can rely on, and we're really the one, you know, they can then come to us and ask for help during that time, and either to have a chat to help with material aid, or we can then refer them on to other service agencies that I might talk about a bit more later.
Yeah, so actually we've got some time now if you want to talk about those service agencies, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I was going to tie it into the song that we're going to play, but...
So
really just at the moment, I think something that has come up is that as people are home and self-isolating, probably more issues might have come up for them. So there might be some of the feedback that we've had is that people, you know, are either working from home and, you know, challenges working from home, and then perhaps also schooling children at home. So that can put some
absolutely
interesting pressures on people. And challenges just from having children at home. I've also heard there are people, a lot more teenagers going back home because they perhaps can't afford to not be living at home at the moment. So that's certainly, you know, causing some friction within homes. There's also a lot of isolation for those living alone. New parents navigating the issues of having a newborn or small children without play groups and mothers groups. And these issues might be issues that people perhaps haven't had to deal with before. So there's definitely been a lot of talk amongst the networks. So Link is very well networked in the Yarra Ranges with other service agencies. We've been doing a lot of work in the, you know, you run the services network, and also the Yarra Ranges Emergency Relief Network, where we've tried to work out how we can assist people further. So we have been texting clients, ringing clients, just saying, you know, how are you? How are you going? So that they know that we're here if issues come up that perhaps they weren't expecting. And they don't quite know what to do about. So we do know that people are having more challenges in their relationships, family violence, you know, certainly increasing, and distress. I think stress generally. If you're already under financial pressure, well, then it probably just makes it worse. So we're just trying to help people know we are here. We're here for a chat, but we're also here to refer to other agencies. And a lot of agencies have been referring to us, and we would really like to continue and increase the number of referrals to other agencies as well. So that's an option for people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, I've got a couple little brief updates to do, but also I know you have a song to introduce.
Yes, I do. So, so this song is by Jessica Hook, and she's one of our very own local artists, young artists. She's a singer, songwriter, born and raised in the Yarra Valley by musical parents Brett and Rachel. His music is also featured on Yarra Valley FM. With two songs out now and an EP on its way, Jess released Back Into the Blur as her debut single in September 2019. So interesting, some of the themes in this song do certainly lead into the challenges that people might be feeling at the moment. And Jess obviously alludes to the fact that she had a few challenges going on at the time. But the origin of the song came from or the little quote here is penned on the back of an English book during class. Within minutes, Back Into the Blur captures creative impulse arising from a real-life challenge faced by Jessica. So Jessica does have a Facebook page at Jessica Hook Music, which you can have a look at there if you'd like to. And I'm really grateful that she has allowed us to play her music.
Thank you so much, Julie, for your time today. And I'm really looking forward to hearing Jess's song as well. You're doing amazing work at Link, and hopefully you'll be able to help and do some volunteering and donation as well. So check out Link on the Link Yarra Valley on the website. One little update for me is talking about the community relief and supporters through what Link does. Council has small grants, which open up every month. They're up to $1,000. We have two new streams. One is a COVID-19 community relief, and one is for economic development. These are two new streams in our small grants that open up every month, up to $1,000, where community groups and organisations can apply to receive the grant. And there's around providing support to your community around the relief, but also a stream for economic development for small businesses to help them build and develop their economic strength in their community as well. So you can check those out at the council website if you search grants. Thank you so much for all our guests today,